We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 38, chapter entitled Akrura's Arrival in Vrindavan, Text 19. अपि अंग्रिमूले वहितां कृतांजलिम् मामीक्षितास्मितं अर्द्रयादृशा सपदि अपद्वस्त शुनस् तकीथिशो वोधामुदं वितविशांकौर्जितं अपि अंग्रिमूले वहितां कृतांजलिम् माम ईक्षिता सस्मितं आर्द्रया दृशा सपदि अपध्वस्त समस्त किल्बिशो वोढामुदं वित विशंक ऊर्जितम् अपि आंग्रिमूले वहितां कृतांजलिम् मामीक्षिता स्वस्मितं आर्दयादृशम् सपदि अपध्वस्त समस्त किल्बिषा वोधामुदं वित विशांक ऊर्जितम् Matajis, want to chant? Api and Angri of his feet. Mule at the base. Avahitam fixed. Krita Anjalim with joint palms. माम में इक्षिता विल कपान ससमितम स्माइलिंग आंद्रया विथ एन अफेक्शनेट दृशा ग्लांस सपदी इमीजिएटली अपोध्वस्त इरेडिकेटेड समस्त ऑल किलबिश कंटेमिनेशन वोधा आई विल अचीव. मुदम हैप्पीनेस वीता फ्रीड विशंका फ्रॉम डाउट ऊर्जितम इंटेंस. विल रीड ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. दस ही विल कास्ट हिज स्माइलिंग अफेक्शनेट ग्लांस अपॉन मी एज आई रिमेन फिक्स्ड विद जॉइंट पाम्स फॉलन इन ओबेसेंसेस एट हिज फीट. देन ऑल माई कंटेमिनेशन विल एट वंस बी डिस्पेल्ड एंड आई विल गिव अप ऑल डाउट्स एंड फील द मोस्ट इंटेंस ब्लिस. There is no purport to we read the next shloka. Suritamam jyatim ananya devatam dorbhyam brihadbhyam parirapayatyathamam atma hitirthi kriyate tadevame bandhascha karmatmaka ट्रांसलेशन. रिकॉग्नाइजिंग मी एज एन इंटीमेट फ्रेंड एंड रिलेटिव कृष्णा विल एम्ब्रेस मी विथ हिज माइटी आर्म्स इंस्टेंटली सैंक्टिफाइंग माई बॉडी एंड डिमिनिशिंग टू नील ऑल माई मटीरियल बॉन्डेज विच इज ड्यू टू फ्रूटी एक्टिविटीज. There is no purpose, so we read next sloka. Labdhvanga sangam pranatam kritanjalim mam vakshyate akrurtayate urushravayam. Tadavayam janma मृतो महीयश नैवाद्रितो योदिकमूष जन्मता. ट्रांसलेशन. हैविंग बीन एम्ब्रेस्ड बाय द ऑल फेमस लॉर्ड कृष्णा आई विल हम्बली स्टैंड बिफोर हिम विथ बाउड हेड एंड जॉइन पाम्स एंड ही विल एड्रेस मी माय डियर अक्रूरा. एट दैट वेरी मोमेंट my life's purpose will be fulfilled. Indeed, the life of anyone whom the Supreme Personality fails to recognize is simply pitiable. There is no purport. So we read the next shloka. Na tasya tasci daitam suritamo na cha priyo dvesha upekya evava तथापि भक्तान् भजते यथा तथा सुरद्रुमो यद्वत् उपाश्रितो अर्थदम्. ट्रांसलेशन. द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हैज नो फेवरेट एंड नो डियर मोस्ट फ्रेंड नॉर डज ही कंसिडर एनी वन अनडिजायरेबल despicable or fit to be neglected. All the same, he lovingly reciprocates with his devotees in whatever manner they worship him. Just as the trees of heaven fulfill the desires of whoever approaches them, purport. The Lord says something similar in the Bhagavad Gita 9.29. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dvesho stina priya ये भजंती तु माम भक्त्या मई तेषु चाप्यहम. आई एनवी नो वन नॉर एम आई पार्शियल टू एनी वन. आई एम इक्वल टू ऑल बट हू एवर रेंडर्स सर्विस अन टू मी इन डिवोशन इज अ फ्रेंड एंड इज इन मी एंड आई एम ऑल्सो अ फ्रेंड टू हिम. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya was as hard as a thunderbolt for those who envied him, and as soft as a rose for those who understood his divine mission.
Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Titanam Paune Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
feel amongst all great Vaishnavas always feel in this Vyasas and something small. Here we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam chapter entitled Akrura's Arrival in Vrindavan. So as all the devotees know about the pastime of Akrura's coming to the land of Vrindavan. Akrura has been sent by Kamsa. And as we all know that Kamsa sent many demons to the land of Vrindavan to kill Krishna. And he was defeated in his purpose so far. So then he thought of bringing Krishna to Mathura and then actually try to kill Krishna. And as we know that he devised a plan to send Akrura to the land of Vrindavan and bring Krishna to Mathura. Kamsa, if you read the passage, he appeared very friendly to Akrura. He told Akrura that actually you are my very good friend. And he explained his purpose after that. And he told Akrura that, as a friend, I am asking a charity from you. And you please bring Krishna and Balram to Mathura. Other hand side, Akrura is a devotee of Sri Krishna. So to go on such a mission is definitely, for Akrura, it's a trauma. Like, suppose he is going as a representative of a demon. Kamsa is a demon. And he is going from the side of enemy camp to Krishna and bring Krishna. And what is the purpose of Kamsa? Purpose of Kamsa is to, very sinful purpose. He wanted to kill Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is telling Akrura to act as my representative to bring Krishna. And many times we find that devotees may be put into such complexities. And here Akrura has got faith in Krishna, that Krishna will not misunderstand me. Like Bhishma Dev, he is fighting against Krishna. Krishna was towards Pandavas and Bhishma Dev was in opponent party. And Bhishma worships Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, he was fighting against Pandavas. And many times, like Bhishma Dev was shooting arrows and it was touching the body of Krishna, and blood would come out. But Krishna and Viryaras would enjoy it. But nonetheless, in spite of devotee, they don't want to kill Krishna. When Bhishma Dev was trying to defeat Arjuna and Krishna was angry, so-called anger, transcendental anger, so he lifted the chariot wheel and was charging toward Bhishma, and Bhishma left all weapons and is ready. My dear Lord, whatever you say, I accept it. So although he was fighting, but nonetheless his purpose was not to kill Krishna. His purpose was to just have a vigorous reciprocation with Krishna, to please Krishna. We find Vibhishan. He actually left Lanka and he was coming towards Lord Ramchandra. And he was also from enemy camp. And he was coming. But he has faith that Lord Ram would understand me, because he is Paramatma within my heart. Although he is representing or coming from the enemy side, even Akrura in a way is coming from the enemy camp towards Vrindavan. And even mission is to kill Krishna. In spite of that, Akrura knew that actually Krishna is Paramatma in my heart and he will understand the sentiments. And another side of it is that Akrura agreed to it because he was excited to meet Krishna. Here he understood that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and due to that he knew that Krishna cannot be destroyed. But he was excited to go to Vrindavan on whatever plea, even it can be as an enemy, to go to Vrindavan and to have darshan of Krishna. So due to that reason, Akrura accepted the proposal. Akrura mounted a chariot which was given by Kamsa, because Kamsa wanted to impress Akrura to take a new chariot, and Akrura was ready to accept that new chariot because this new chariot can be done by Krishna, and Krishna can be brought in a new chariot, not used chariot of Kamsa. So Akrura, he agreed to the proposal of going and bringing Krishna and Balram to the land of Mathura. Kamsa, as demons try to have a variety of plans to kill Supreme Personality of Godhead, and devotee on the contrary have got variety of plans to actually give again birth to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akrura he mounted the chariot and he was going towards Vrindavan. And while going, his whole absorption was thoughts of Krishna. As when we go to Vrindavan Yatra, many times we are told that we should enter Vrindavan, how Akrura has entered Vrindavan. Like Akrura came, and as soon as he came in the land of Vrindavan, he was in ecstasy. He offered obeisances, he was rolling in the dust. And this is the mood of approaching Sri Vrindavan Dham. And any bona fide devotee, when approaches the holy place, feels themselves unqualified. Akrura also was feeling himself unqualified to meet Krishna. Devotees are always meek and humble at heart. They never think that actually I have got right to meet Krishna, because I have got so much devotional service in my account, and in that ratio I should be definitely deserving and to meet Krishna. Although devotees do render devotional service throughout their life, but in their heart they know that I am too small compared to Krishna. All the whatever service I have done, and it is Krishna's magnanimity that he accepts this service and reciprocates with the devotee according to the desire of the devotee. So Akrura, he was going towards Vrindavan. And he was oblivious to the surrounding. He was just thinking about Krishna. How Krishna will reciprocate with me? When I go to Vrindavan, Krishna may touch to me with his hands. Krishna may embrace me. And whatever sinful reactions I have got, immediately everything sinful will be destroyed just by Krishna's touch. And here in one of the translations it is mentioned that when this sinful contamination is destroyed or reactions are destroyed, then all my doubts are also destroyed. Like many time, or for all of us at one point of time or other point of time, we get doubts whether I am right or wrong, whether I should pursue Krishna consciousness or not pursue Krishna consciousness. The main reason is that in contamination within the heart, and due to that contamination, it instigates us to create a doubt that whether I am right or wrong. In pure devotee's mind, there is no doubt because there is no contamination. They are fully focused. So that's why you find that pure devotees, their determination is also exemplary because they don't have any doubt. They are fully firm that Krishna is Supreme Lord and I have to serve. I am the servant of Krishna and my part is to serve Krishna. And due to that reason, their enthusiasm is also unparalleled. Our enthusiasm is not that much. The reason is that we have got many doubts in our heart, many contamination, like Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Vishaya Chhadiya Kabe Shuddha Habe Man Kabe Ham Haribo Shri Vrindavan. That means when this contamination is destroyed, then actually I will be able to see the glorious celebrated Shri Vrindavan Dham with purified senses. So just by continuing on the path of devotional service, like here Akrura is mentioning that when Krishna will touch me, then all my doubts will be removed. All my sinful karmas will be all destroyed just by the touch of Krishna. And there is no difference between touch of Krishna and his remembrance or his holy names. It is same. So even by accepting any limb of devotional service, it can actually purify us from the sinful reaction, and actually it can install in us gradually, firm faith in our heart that Krishna is my only God and my goal of life is to serve Supreme Lord. Akrura, he is knowing that Krishna is Paramatma in my heart. And Akrura knew that Krishna knows my intention. Although the world may criticize me for bringing Krishna for such a mission. But actually, Krishna will not misunderstand me, because he knows exactly what is there in my heart. So he has firm faith. When he was going towards Krishna, he has got firm faith. And he has mixed feeling. He was excited. And he was approaching to land of Vrindavan. And practically whole day he was just thinking about the Supreme Lord. And the evening he reached to the land of Vrindavan. And as soon as he saw the dust, which will come in future text, he was in ecstasy. Because dust of Vrindavan is also not different from Krishna. And as soon as he saw the lotus feet of Krishna, he was in ecstasy. And Akrura was thinking that Krishna will touch me. And may Krishna may address me as an uncle. And that will be perfection of my life. And Prabhupada in Krishna book mentions that devotee, when he is recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the perfection of devotee's life. Like Prabhupada at one point of time, he was mentioning that we will preach because we are preaching to please Krishna. He says if people come, we'll preach to people. If people don't come, we'll preach to mountains, we'll preach to water, we'll preach everywhere. We just want certificate from Krishna that we have done our seva. And if Krishna has given a certificate, that is perfection. So somehow if devotee can get recognition from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is his greatest perfection. And Supreme Personality of Godhead, as I mentioned, is Paramatma. And he is noting down each devotee's seva, what he is doing. And he has got variety of ways to recognize a devotee. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a story of Sridhar Kolvecha. Hidden devotee, not known devotee to anyone. And you can imagine what glory Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to him. What recognition Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a procession just after he did pastime of defeating Chandkazi. And when he took that procession to the house of Chandkazi, everyone on Navdeep was present. It was mentioned that millions and millions of people were present. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that procession to the house of Chandkazi. And from there, after defeating Chandkazi, he came to Sridhar Kolvecha. And there he took water from the pot of Sridhar Kolvecha. And in front of all millions and millions of devotees, and very unknown person, Sridhar Kolvecha was completely unknown to the whole world. Even in Navdeep also, he was an unknown person. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying in front of millions and millions of people. And he was unknown to the whole world. So many times people, devotees may not understand our service. But actually, Krishna is noting down whatever service we are doing. Krishna is noting down. And he at right point of time, he reciprocates. And devotees in his heart should know that whatever I am doing, it has been known to Guru and Krishna. And I should do with enthusiasm my services. Because purpose of the seva is being achieved by pleasing Guru and Krishna. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got many ways to recognize devotees also. Many times he would glorify. One of the way to advance in bhakti is that we can appreciate devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu many times would appreciate devotees. Devotees are present and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would enthusiastically appreciate devotees. In a way it is a recognition to that devotee. Lord, Supreme Lord is glorifying. But devotees are not looking for such recognition in front of glorifying in other devotees. So although in a way they are happy that Lord is recognizing them, but at the same time they are not happy that actually I am being recognized in front of other people. So devotee has got mixed feelings. So here, Akrura is going towards land of Vrindavan. And ultimately, we know that Krishna and Balram will be coming to Mathura. So, without Krishna's will, nobody can take Krishna out of Vrindavan. It was Krishna's desire. And that's why actually Akrura came as a representative of Kamsa. And ultimately, Kamsa was falsely telling Akrura that you are my friend. And he was dupliciously acting. But Akrura acted in a friendly way. What is friendly way? He brought Krishna and Krishna killed Kamsa. And that was a friendly reciprocation because he was relieved, he was liberated by Krishna. So that was his friendly reciprocation to Kamsa. So Akrura, he was going towards Vrindavan, and we know that Krishna Balaram came along with Akrura. And whenever Lord does some journey, it has got purpose. For example, Lord Ramchandra did journey. Actually, the name Ramayana means journey of Lord Ramchandra. He actually did this journey for searching Sita. And in that journey, Lord Ramchandra does so many pastimes and delivered so many conditioned souls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did travel in the pretext of searching his brother. And he did his journey, South India tour and other places he traveled. And in that journey, he delivered everyone to whoever he met. He delivered everyone in that journey. So when Lord does some journey, it has got very deep meaning and deep purposes. Firstly, Krishna did journey from Mathura to Vrindavan. He was born. He was born as son of Devaki and Vasudev. And then Krishna performed journey towards Vrindavan. And the first vehicle he used was a basket. Krishna was carried in a basket, and that was also in the middle of the night, in the raging river water, rain water coming. And Krishna did his journey from Mathura to Vrindavan. And at that time also Balaramji was there. He was there in the form of Sheshnag. He was protecting, in a way protecting Krishna. And he also came in the pastimes of Krishna. And Krishna came to the land of Vrindavan. But this journey of Krishna was meant for giving topmost pleasure to the Brajavasis. Actually, he could have been the son in the Mathura and then killed Krishna. But Krishna wanted to do his childhood activities, which are the most attractive pastimes. So many years in Vrindavan, Krishna performed this pastime after this journey. So after this journey, now Krishna wants to do journey back to Mathura. And now Krishna is doing journey in a chariot. Akrura, Krishna will be mounting on the chariot, and then he will be doing this journey. And the purpose of this journey is that he can kill the demons outside Vrindavan also. We know that Supreme Lord descends. One of the reasons is that he wanted to annihilate the unhealthy people who are troubling on the surface of the earth. And Krishna did this journey towards Mathura to kill other demons and reciprocate with the love of Mathura Vasis also, and ultimately to Dwarka Vasis also. So when Krishna does journey, it has got a purpose. Like we celebrate Rath Yatra. What is Rath Yatra? Rath Yatra is an emblem of Krishna's journey from Dwarka back to Vrindavan. And we find that so many people are excited with this particular event and glorified this particular event. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be participating in this Rath Yatra festival. So Krishna did journey to Vrindavan, Mathura to Vrindavan, because he wanted to act as son in the land of Braja. And later on he did the journey just to act, show his power as a king and kill the demons. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Surida Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvamnam Shantim Richati. That means Krishna is topmost Bhokta, topmost enjoyer. He is topmost enjoyer. He is Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. That means he is proprietor of everything. And he is friend of all living entities. And one who is knows this can remain peaceful at all times. So far Krishna was just restricted himself to the land of Vrindavan. Now he wants to step out of Vrindavan and show little more his Bhoktaram. That means I am the enjoyer and I am proprietor of everything. And he is a friend of all living entities. As I told, he is Paramatma and he knows the heart of all living entities. And that's why when Akrura was going towards Vrindavan, he was confident that my dear Lord will not misunderstand me. He will understand my sentiments and he will accept me. He will accept me. And when he accepts me, my life will be perfect. Like Prabhupada mentions that devotee has to be recognized by Krishna. And for us too, Krishna is too high. So if he can be recognized by spiritual master or his representative, that can be very nice. So devotees endeavor to be recognized by the spiritual master. You find in Prabhupada's pastime, so many of his disciples worked so hard just to have one smile of Prabhupada. Like Shyam Sundar Prabhu comes here and often he would tell that we would be excited when Prabhupada would be smiling. And just for one smile, we would do so much. We would endeavor just so much. Because at the end of it, we know that Prabhupada will be pleased with us and he will just smile at us. And that will be our perfection of our endeavor. And many times, like say, devotees have to go out of the way. Shyam Sundar Prabhu was mentioning that like in India, Prabhupada would many times tell them to do telegrams. And just doing one telegram will take so many hours, 4 or 5 hours just endeavoring for that telegram and in Indian surroundings. But they would do it just because it will be pleasing to Prabhupada. Prabhupada will smile or it will be pleasing to Prabhupada and that will give satisfaction to them. Like one time, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was going to collect funds and he visited one place and he was making life members and he visited one place and that man says, okay, I will sign for you. Check, I'll give you a check. But he said that he called for some cold drinks. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj thought that he will be offering cold drinks. He said he took out the checkbook and told Maharaj that you can this cold drink. And if you want me to sign, you just pour the cold drinks on your head. And if you do that, I'll sign for you. And it's an embarrassing situation. Like it's an insulting situation. Like somebody rather offering cold drink to drink. They are offering on the head. And they are ready. They just poured on the head and like whatever Sprite or whatever. Not Sprite, some other cold drink maybe just flowing on the body. They are wet. But nonetheless, they did it for Prabhupada. And they were happy. So devotees accept miseries just so that they can get some reciprocation of Guru and Krishna. Like Prabhupada in this same passage of in Krishna book was mentioning that devotional service should be rendered under the instructions of the spiritual master, and one should endeavor to try to please spiritual master. So we are rendering devotional service, like Akurvara is rendering devotional service. He is actually in ninefold bhakti. He is the one who has perfected through the process of vandanam, just by offering prayers, so powerful, so purifying. Just offering prayer is so purifying. Like I would like mention one incident of a devotee. He would be serving in guest reception. I don't want to mention the name. In Radha Gopinath temple, he would be serving in guest reception department. So he was supposed to receive a Prabhupada disciple, and he got late from here to receive. And the plane was supposed to come. He was half an hour, 1 hour late. And all the time in going over there, he was just praying that please, 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 I just solve this, Krishna. And he went, and somehow, after he went, and the flight came, and he received it. And when the guest came, he said that, actually, you know what happened? I received much back in India, but somehow pilot was not landing only. Half an hour or 45 minutes, he was just rotating in the space only. And then, otherwise I would have come early. So power of prayer. Prayer is so powerful. So powerful. Prayers are so powerful. And here, Akrura is Vandanam. There is no difference in any limb of devotional service. Somebody can perfect by Archanam. Devotees are so attracted to Archanam. Garland Seva is an Archanam. Part of even dressing Lord is Archanam. Distribution Prasad is also Archanam. Part of Archanam. So one can actually, he can choose any limb of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Pada Sevanam, Dasyam. Any limb of devotional service, somebody can choose and he can perfect one's life. Akrura, he is a devotee and perfected his life through Vandanam. And he was wrapped in thinking about the Supreme Lord. Wrapped in. Other side, Kamsa was also wrapped in thinking about the Supreme Lord. He is also wrapped in thought, and Akrura is also wrapped in thought. And Kamsa, we know, is been destroyed. And Akrura is accepted by the Lord. So, Krishna, he knows the heart. What is there inside the heart? And if someone renders, and how we can actually see Krishna, or how we can be purified, is by devotional service. The more we render devotional service, the more we can get purified. And the more we can get purified, more our faith in Krishna consciousness becomes strong. So as the years pass, devotees' faith in Krishna consciousness goes strong. If they don't commit offenses, their faith increases in Krishna is strong. So here, Akrura will be coming to Vrindavan, and actually from Brijavasi's point of view, he is not properly been appreciated, because Akrura is coming to take away Krishna, and Krishna goes permanently in a way out of Vrindavan from the eyes of Brijavasi. But Krishna in a way doesn't leave Vrindavan. He is always in the land of Vrindavan, but externally did this pastime to go out of Vrindavan to fulfill his purpose. From devotee side, when a devotee understand that Krishna is the topmost bhokta, he is the topmost proprietor of everything, and he is my closest friend. The closest person to Atma is Paramatma. Nobody else. Even the person sitting next to you in Bhagavatam class, he is also not closest. The closest person sitting in the heart is Paramatma. And Paramatma is always guiding. Always guiding. He is fulfilling living entities, he is giving intelligence, he is giving forgetfulness. Like Bhagavad Gita Shloka is a Sarvasichaham. Ridhi Sanni Vishto Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. That means he gives knowledge. Suppose somebody wants to render devotional service, Krishna gives knowledge. Okay. This way you can do devotional service. Somebody wants to forget, devotional service. Krishna gave knowledge in that also. Now, okay, you get engaged in material activities. And he steals away the knowledge. For Kamsa, Krishna has stolen away the knowledge. And Krishna has done such a Herculean task, even in land of Vrindavan, lifting Govardhan hill or killing so many powerful demons. And Kamsa still thinking that actually I can still kill Krishna. Krishna has done big task in the land of Vrindavan. And in spite of that, Kamsa cannot understand because Krishna has taken away his intelligence. And this intelligence to practice devotional service is by rendered by pleasing Krishna. And Akrura ultimately, he desires that actually I can be accepted by the Supreme Lord and that can actually lead to my perfection of my human life. Hare Krishna. I would like to end. Anyone in any comments? Prabhuji would like to have any comments? Can
Hare Krishna. We are repeatedly told that in devotional service we are not supposed to aspire for recognition. And you are emphasizing that our goal should be somehow to be recognized. So how do we understand this recognition part?
You only can answer.
You gave the class.
To be recognized is a natural urge of living entity, especially to whom he loves. Anyone, suppose a child loves mother, so child want to be recognized by the mother or father. And when we become devotee, we love Vaishnavas. We love a spiritual master. We to certain degree, may not be fully, certain some attachment is there to Krishna. So, for example, Krishna is too far. Suppose if we love Vaishnavas, so naturally the person to whom a person loves, naturally some amount of recognition from that person is natural. He cannot deny that he may get recognition or he may not get recognition. And recognition doesn't mean that a person comes in front of a person and trying to like Sridhar Kolvecha didn't wanted from his side such a recognition. He just wanted to be a simple person. But it's a natural instinct that anyone who to whom we love, naturally if that person recognizing our activity, it is such a great solace and enthusiasm for us. Suppose somebody is rendering, doing any services. Suppose say somebody is into preaching and he is doing enthusiastic preaching, doing 6 days Gita courses, he is doing preaching at various places. And sometimes late night and still struggling very hard and making so many devotees. So he is doing it, this seva. But some Vaishnavas, a spiritual master, make something that you are doing nice. So actually, if we love that person, we will be happy about it. We may not do that activity for just for some glorification. That is not, there is a, I hope I can make my point.
I'll tell you why I am asking this. We are an international society and we have spiritual masters who are international travelers. We have disciples I remember one time His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj came to Kolhapur and he met his disciples, aspiring disciples. And he said, you know, earlier ages, spiritual master would be in a village sitting under the tree and all his disciples would be sitting, all his followers would be sitting, and it was so personal, one-to-one reciprocation, and you know. But now, because it's an international society, wonderful, positive problem, that, and people have to travel all over, and sometimes devotees wonder, does my spiritual master even know me? Does he recognize me, that I am his disciple? Does he know my name? Obviously he may not know my name. So, where am I heading? All my services is something tangible. How do I become happy and satisfied? There are very people who are very close to him and they get so much of attention, and you know.
That's why we need to read about Akrura's pastime, where it is mentioned that spiritual master is not an ordinary person, he is actually an empowered being of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even a person may not get direct reciprocation, like Devamrut Swami. He mentioned that only reciprocation what he got from Prabhupada for all the devotional service, just voice from Prabhupada. One time Maharaj was in Pune and he asked Niranjan Maharaj in front of everyone that, Maharaj, how much reciprocation you got from Prabhupada? And Maharaj says, just zero. Nothing, no reciprocation. So from philosophical point of view, we can understand actually that spiritual master, if you are following the instructions, if you are rendering devotional service in a way described by his instructions, then he is pleased, because that's a spiritual. It's a spiritual. And secondly, from the representative of a spiritual master, they can definitely reciprocate. Suppose spiritual master may be very busy, and especially in present ISKCON structure, it may not be possible for a spiritual master to act. But senior Vaishnavas who are following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, they are actually representing Prabhupada. And if they are pleased, then naturally our endeavor is successful.
Confirmation. Conch shell blowing and some mobile also ringing.
9:15.
Thank you, Prabhu. You have given me some hope.
No. You test me somehow. Well, 9:15 it's end.
Thank you, Jagannath Prabhu, for that examples you gave of Niranjan Maharaj and Devamrut Maharaj. Also, you know, when you were mentioning about Sridhar Kolhapur's pastime in the class, that how, you know, the Lord recognized him. So you said that even we should have faith that the Lord will recognize, even if the devotees don't recognize. But one common problem which you are saying, you know, in the example of Devamrut Maharaj and Niranjan Maharaj also, that spiritually, yes, Paramatma is there, Lord knows, Guru knows. It's not ordinary, it's spiritual. But there is something, you know, spiritual is one aspect of our life. But as we are growing in our spiritual life, we also need encouragement and affection and appreciation. Like you yourself said that if you love someone, you need that recognition from that person. So like, you know, we say Trinadapi Sunichana, don't expect any respect, just always give respect. But as we grow older, when we get some encouragement or appreciation, our service becomes double, you know, we become very enthused. I agree, we cannot expect every day encouragement and appreciation. But it's natural for us to expect this, and when we get it, we become inspired in our devotional service. So my question is, in simple words, how do we reconcile between these two? On the one hand, as we are progressing in years in bhakti, we are supposed to be free from all this and just focus on Krishna and trying to please Krishna. On the other hand, we also want, you know, when we get encouragement as we grow older, when we get encouragement, our service becomes better. So how do we reconcile these two? Because even senior devotees, they may be busy in their own services and they may just say, if you are happy, we are happy, go ahead. They give blessings. So we don't really know whether they are pleased. So my question is, how do we, as we are growing older, how do we focus on Krishna and, you know, how do we bridge this gap? Hare Krishna.
Or even if I give you class, I will extend my class. If you are happy, you are, you can continue. And that's why, like, words of spiritual master is important for us. Words of spiritual master, the purpose, sincerity of our purpose is important. Why we are doing something, what is actually the purpose behind the activity, we keep that always focus. And like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was actually Rasa Acharya, but he would always want to remain under someone. So we can do preaching still, we can try to remain under someone. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was in Jagannath Puri, he was under Swarup Damodar Goswami, and he was in Vrindavan, he was following the instructions of Rupa and Sanatana prominently. So although he was a big Acharya, still he was trying to be under someone. So, although we may be preaching, but still if we can try to be under someone, so naturally if we are under someone, so that someone naturally like to reciprocate and encourage us. But if you are just doing on our own, then that part is deleted. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, he acted, he was actually wanted to give up his life in Vrindavan. But he acted and he spoke Chaitanya Charitamrita, was acting under the instruction of Rupa and Sanatana. So although we may do activity, at the same time, like, we still endeavor to be in the framework of Vaishnavas. So at least that part is to certain degree is there. Because we don't have right to have that. Lapa Sridhar Kolvecha doesn't have right that I deserve this. It is given by mercy. So we don't have right. But at least from our side we do, we act in such a way that at least there is some reciprocation can be there, which can be, we are not doing out of some attraction or some self-respect. We just know so that we can have more enthusiasm. That is our only goal. We don't aspire more than that. I think we should end. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.